Okay, it's 8:11 in the a.m. morning here. All of us, I suppose, a little bit discombobulated by recent events. Anyhow, we try to continue in a reasonable fashion. I just want to say that our calls recently for a de-escalation of what continues to be a growing warfare here at the station don't seem to be functional at all. And I do have to go back to what I said before. The reason I think we're in such decline is because of the continuing efforts to expand, to deepen and widen the divisions that exist between the station. I have mentioned before several times that I have supported the return of people. I have supported the lifting of the bans. It doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't do any good because the attacks continue. And we're not simply talking about disagreements anymore, which is really the serious problem. And I have a very serious problem attempting to continue to work with people who I think in essence are saying, you don't belong here. You're not the right kind of person to do this kind of work. And most particularly when it involves racial invective, it's all well and good to say, yeah, well, I deplore that kind of thing too. The real situation that we confront is who's going to run this radio station? Who's going to have the power to make decisions here? And I think at this point we have gone past, unfortunately for me, most particularly past that point where Brother James suggested to us that a period spent with binding mediation might be helpful. The fact is, I will go back to the statement I made, we don't have a staff anymore. We have a collection of people who are ready to lunge at one another's throats at a moment's notice or at any seeming provocation. And this is why I think it is appropriate to suggest to the Board of Pacifica that they initiate moves simply to sell the station. There's nowhere for us to go given the direction we're headed now.
Well, of course, I deeply believe in community radio, in WBAI, and I think we can move forward. People who are just tuning in now, and even people who have listened for a long time, may not know how Pacifica began, but it did begin 51 years ago by a man named Lou Hill, conscientious objector, served time in prison in World War II, who deeply believed we needed an independent media network in this country. And Pacifica is the only one. Deeply believed that there needed to be a media network that was run not by corporations, but by journalists and artists. And so Pacifica was born. KPFA went on the air in 1949, and four other Pacifica stations came into being. WBAI went on the air in 1960. It is now 2001. It's 41 years later. We must protect our station. We can go on. And I do believe we can go on whole and healthy. It's been a very, very difficult time. And it's a time when we must join together. And whatever differences people have, I think if we come back together, if the, as you said, the bannings are lifted and the people are rehired who are fired fully within WBAI's purview to do it. The general manager can do it. The executive director of Pacifica said she can rehire the people that that the executive director fired, that the general manager here can rehire Bernard, White, and Tran Harper.
Well,
we can go on.
Okay, Amy, I have to say to you, I think...
So I'm hopeful. That's all I wanted to say.
I'm glad you are hopeful, but the fact is I would have to say also that you oversimplify vastly what is involved here. And, you know, indulge in a level of wishful thinking that I think is quite unfortunate because it doesn't address the central issues that we have. And one of the problems that we have at a supposedly progressive radio station is the orthodoxy that prevails here among people who say we do not want anything to change. In other words, when you talk about people returning, what you were saying, I want to go back to what was, and nothing in that regard will ever change. And the reflection of that attitude comes from the listeners. I read letters of people say, well, we have to go back. We have to go back. We have to, we cannot change anything. Well, the fact is life has changed, as we all know. And what I've heard promoted by you and by others here is no, We can't change anything. We have to have, we have to set in place and keep in place an orthodoxy that says essentially that the Bernie and Amy show will be going on 50 years from now. And the two of you will be sitting here having closed down the possibility that anybody else can be involved in some of these areas. What I'm saying is that change involves all of us. When it comes, we have to accept that there are legitimate reasons for it. And again, I have to say that given these deep divisions that have developed, and let me add, deep divisions that are consistently and continually encouraged, that people want there to be more and more divisions. And I think, given all of that, we should see what the possibilities are of simply saying to the board, let's move in another direction and have another radio station and another staff of people, possibly, some of whom would be retained and others would not be. But this way simply isn't going to work. I mean, I think it's Pollyannish to suggest, oh, we'll all get back together, everything will be fine, not given some of the attacks that have been made. I am the only black person who does a morning show here on Saturday. And given the last 2 weeks of that programming, I have personally been attacked in the most vicious and habanero way on the air by my white colleagues, which leads me to believe that there is underneath all of this the one thing that we all consistently try to deny and suggest cannot be an aspect of what we do here. And that is racist inclinations. It does not necessarily mean people are racist, but they may in fact condone or in some cases even encourage activity by people who are. Robert, if you will.
Well, let me just say what's coming up on Democracy
Yes,
Now!
Please
today
do
at
that.
9 o'clock. Major actions by the new president of the United States. On the first day that he is working yesterday, which happened to be the 28th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, he moved in very quickly on the issue of abortion, reversing a Clinton policy, and moving to deny federal aid to overseas groups that provide abortion counseling or otherwise help women obtain abortions. Bush's action reversed the Clinton policy on aid for international family planning groups, which Clinton had instituted in his first days in the White House, coming on the 28th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. It's extremely significant. The White House made clear that Bush is not proposing reductions in foreign aid, but saying that they cannot go to any women's health clinic anywhere in the world where abortion is performed, and he moves on from there. We know that the Attorney General that he would like to see put in place, and that we'll see whether Ted Kennedy engages in a filibuster. John Ashcroft is fiercely opposed to abortion. Tommy Thompson, the governor of New Hampshire, governor of Wisconsin, who has been nominated for Department of Health and Human Services, fiercely opposed to abortion. This is a very serious times for women. Also, Tommy Thompson saying a whole review now of RU486, and we're going to talk about that on Democracy Now! Then we're going to look at some of the pardons and executive clemencies. We know Leonard Peltier didn't get executive clemency, get granted it by President Clinton, but Susan Rosenberg did, and we're going to take a look at her case. We're also going to take a look at Ronnie Chandler's case, whose death penalty was commuted when the guy who testified against him admitted that he did not murder the person that was alleged. And we're going to take a look at some of these cases. So that's all coming up at 9 o'clock. And just let people know, the BAI is in the news again. Time Magazine, page 6 of Time Magazine, Steve Lopez's America, his column, This Just In, We're Fired, A Hostile Takeover, Rocks Radio's Voice of the Left. Take a look at it.
And take a look at that. You'll see why we will continue to be divided until the point we will not have a radio station here. That's precisely my point. We continue to bring up one side of these issues, and I'm saying that that is why we are moving to the point where some of us will actually encourage the board to sell this radio station. BAI, as we have known it, in my judgment, is over. And it is over because of the backstabbing, the backbiting, the continued refusal of people to let the temperature lower enough so that there would be some communication between some of us. This my way or the highway attitude is what, in my judgment, has sunk the ship. Thank you. Robert Knight,
well,
with the news.
Trying to reduce some temperatures. I'm hearing some songs here this morning, Clayton. You like jazz? You like the blues?
Yes, I do, Robert.
When a person feels personally attacked, racially attacked, or, ethically attacked, I'm hearing Marvin Gaye singing Inner City Broadcasting Blues. Makes me want to holler, How They Do My Life. That's you.
Well, you can take that position if you wish. Since you apparently don't wish to do the news, we can continue this conversation if you like. What I am suggesting to you is, again, whether you are right, whether Amy is right, whether anybody is right or wrong, we have moved past the point when we have
a
staff
here. Well, the other
piece
of it is Amy sings some blues for some people who are beloved, who've done a lot to construct the show, she has a right to sing the blues.
Well, she certainly has a right to do that, but what I'm saying is we don't have a right to suggest that when you move past the point where there is any unanimity here, where there is any harmony, and we have moved past that point. All I'm saying is that my encouragement now, or my inclination, I guess I should say, is to move to the point where we simply say to the board, let's meet and let's move past this point. We have no staff here that is deserving of the name, really. We have a lot of people.
I'd like to think differently.
Well, I'm sure you do, but what I'm suggesting is the attacks are not being leveled at you. So, of course, you can take that position. The attacks are not being leveled at Amy, so, of course, you can take that position.
No, I mean about staff who love the station.
Well, I love the station, too, or I would not be here. The point of doing this doesn't have to do... I didn't go after a job here, all right? In fact... if we want to let things hang out here, I said several months ago, and Matthew Finch will confirm this, I don't want to go back there. I don't want to work with those people because they don't want to work with me. And I would prefer to be in the arts department. In fact, I'm not sure I don't feel that way now. But the fact is we have had savage attacks. We have had secret meetings. We have had the formation of at least one cabal in here. These secret societies, which have reduced staff solidarity to the point where I believe it is simply unrecoverable.
Well, I'm concerned about talk about selling the station because that's exactly the kind of provisions that have been rewritten into the new bylaws, authored Mr. Murdoch.
Indeed,
aboard,
indeed. The only person being picketed by his enemies, the only black person, I might add. Who is being picketed, even as there has been the savaging of Joanne Bob, the black woman who is head of the local advisory board, the savaging of Eutrice Lead, of Bessie Wash, of Mary Frances Berry, before that. When people say, isn't there a pattern here? Everyone says, well, no, of course not. It has nothing to do with that. Why don't we get on with the news, Robert?
Well, gee, I only wish I had the wisdom of Thurgood Marshall. Here is the news. Authorities have been searching for more clues and evidence in the Colorado recreational vehicle park, where they captured four of the seven inmates who escaped from a Texas prison in a well-organized takeover of buildings and exit from the facilities.